You are now listening to A Word for Deliverance with Pastor Leonard Cochran. This podcast is an outreach of A Place of Refuge Church located in the city of Noonan, Georgia. For more information, please visit our website at www.apor-noonan.org. Now, let's receive God's word from Pastor Leonard Cochran to help you be productive in every aspect of life.
Don't give in, don't give out, don't give up. What do I mean by don't give in? Understand, when you are in a place of expectation, when you are believing God to manifest his word or his will in your life, you don't need to give in, because you understand that certain things are going to attack you. How many know when you believe in God to manifest a promise, you're going to be attacked. You're going to be attacked. You can count on that now. Some of us, we don't understand that, and we're in a place right now where we believe in God to do something great, yet we're being attacked, and we're thinking strange. We're thinking like, okay, what's going on, Lord? I'm praying, so why is this happening? Okay, Lord, I'm giving, so why is such and such happening? Well, see, if you thinking like that, your thinking is messed up. Because you have to understand, when you're in a place, again, whereby you're expecting God to manifest his will or his word in your life, listen, child of God, you have to know you're going to be attacked. You're going to be attacked. You can count on it. Something is coming at you that's going to try to cause you to cave in, to stop believing, to give up, to begin to say out of your mouth things like, it's never going to happen for me. Certain things will fight you all the way up until you get your manifestation. Did y'all hear me? I need to say that again. I said there are certain things that's going to fight you all the way up until you get the miracle. You see my point? Because there are certain things that's going to come at us that's going to be relentless. It's not going to stop. I want to name four things that you don't need to give into, and you need to understand that these are things that you're going to have to deal with as a child of God, if you're expecting God to do something for you. Number one, you're going to be attacked by demons. You're going to be attacked by demons. Demonic spirits are going to war at your mind, trying to get you to relinquish your confidence. I mean, demons coming at you throughout the whole day, trying to prove to you why it can't happen for you. Somebody know what I'm talking about. You've been battling them today. You've been battling them this week. I mean, just you trying to sleep, but late over into the night, you waking up because you battling negative thoughts. I mean, have you ever been there where you prayed before you went to bed, had a good prayer, laid down, and laid over into the night? Here comes some ideas. Here comes some suggestions that things are going to continue to be messed up for you. And how many know when demons talk to you, sometimes they come with proof? Well, let me back up. When demons talk to you, sometimes they fight you by presenting facts to you. Woo, good teaching tonight. But you say, Pastor, a fact is something that we can't handle that. Yes, we can. We got something more powerful than fact. We got truth. And when you know truth, truth will change a fact. Fact is, they denied you today, but the truth say you gonna get it. You see what I'm saying? But if you don't know that, you know, demons can get you to just focus in on what you got in the bank. And it's a fact that you in the negative. See, most Christians have been taught ignore it. Don't deal with it. Don't open up the bills. They act like they ain't coming. And I'm telling you tonight, you're going to flip your switch. It ain't nothing going to happen. I'm talking your light switch. You do you feel me tonight? You can't give in to demons, because they war at all of us. Come on, I said they war at all of us. Number two, you have to watch out for people. Because certain folk will try to talk you out of your blessing. You got to watch out for folk saying things to you that you know you don't need to allow to get in your spirit. Come on. When I believe in God for something great, I often separate myself from folk. Cause watch this. Some folk don't mean no harm. They just ignorant. They just don't know no better. They just say anything. They like to tell you something like, well, you child, you better be living by common sense. You know God gave you common sense. You don't need to be trying to do such and such and such and such. See, that could be an ignorant person. They ain't never been taught. They don't know that this is a walk of faith. I can't get mad at them. You see what I'm saying? But then again, it ain't nothing I'm going to be able to say or do that's going to convince them that they should live by the word of God. What I got to do? Leave it alone. Got to ignore them, get away from them, disconnect, sever the relationship. Then when God manifests, I can go back to them and see, didn't I tell you that God told me he would do it? See, don't get upset with folk. Let your haters motivate you. Let your doubters be the reason you sure enough ain't gonna give up. I'm in the house tonight because some of you, your biggest problem tonight is the folk you hang with. They too negative for what you need. Did y'all hear me? I said for what you looking for. They way too negative. I want anybody in here got somebody in your life, they just too negative. Raise your hand if you do. If you got at least one person in your life, they just too negative. Just too negative. You don't have to live one, maybe somebody you work with. They just too negative. Hands down. Now some of us, that person is our spouse. Your own spouse just too negative. You see what I'm saying? And so you have to be careful. Don't give in to demons. Don't give in to people who are saying things that's contrary to the will of God for your life. This is a season of battle. We in a turnaround. God is doing unusual. He's releasing unusual favor. Come on. And so I got to be careful of folk. I got to be careful of people. Again, sometimes folk just ignorant. But then sometimes people are actually being used by demons. Folk can be demonic. They can be demonic, and they're saying what they're saying to you because they want you to give up. They want you to quit. They don't want you to look for better because at the end of the day, they don't want to see you with better. Come on. I said something. Everybody telling you, I'm praying. I hope you get it. I hope it really, really work out for you. You'd be surprised the folk that be saying like they got enough already. I don't want it to happen for because I don't want to hear talking about it. You'd be surprised, folk, that's just their mindset. They don't want to see you, especially when you're around folk that done failed in life. Or they just so happen to have tried what you believe in for years ago and it didn't work out for them. And so guess what? They don't want to see it work out for you. That's when every word come out their mouth in reference to marriage is so negative. And then you found out they went through a real, real rough divorce. And so they done gave up on marriage. Come on, women, you got to be careful. You sitting there listening all day to a woman. I wouldn't take that from him. I wouldn't let him talk to me like that. You work just like he worked. You ought to go in there today and then tell him what he can do, where he can go. You'd be surprised, folk, that act a certain way, think a certain way, and do certain things because they've been manipulated by somebody. I've even seen saints acting in a way like, that ain't you. That ain't even your personality. But who you been hanging with? Ain't that what, when Job, why ain't got the talking crazy? Ain't that what Job recognized brothers? Where my brothers at? Job told his wife, said, woman, you been hanging with foolish women. See, he knew that she had gotten around the wrong folk and they had persuaded her. She had given in to them to the point to where she then went home and started saying something to her husband that she had no business saying. You got to be careful. People, number three, troubling circumstances. Troubling circumstances will cause you to give in. And I didn't get me an amen, but there's something right now. That trouble. has caused you to give in. You done caved in because of them circumstances you battling that look overwhelming. Did y'all hear me? I say overwhelming circumstances, overwhelming trouble. Because some of it be to the point, I ain't giving in as long as this trouble manageable. You know, long as I can see the light at the end of the road. I'm telling you, God will let you get in some trouble that there is no light at the end of the road. The only light is from the sun, God's sun. That's the only light he going to allow you to see. Is the light of this word. What David said, your word is a lamp unto my feet. See, sometimes naturally speaking, you don't see no light at the end of the tunnel. Your light is keeping this word before your eyes. He said he'll do exceedingly abundantly above all that I ask, all that I think. Light up my path. Do more than I've been asking. Do more than I've been thinking. Do more than what I've been dreaming about. This word is lighting up my path. How pastor know which way to go? The word lighting up his path. But don't fool yourselves. Trouble will beat you down if you allow it to. It's folk that you see right now, it's as if they so down that it's as if they ain't ever had a dream to be anything in their life. But sometimes that ain't the case. Sometimes that person used to be a dreamer. You see what I'm saying? What happened to them, pastor? Trouble beat them down. You ever seen a person that used to look, I ain't talking about nobody here now, that ever used to look real nice, a good looking person, years later, you looking at that same person, you telling somebody that don't know that person. Now that used to be a nice looking woman. That woman right there was bad. She was fine. And that person look at you like the one in the cream. With the bob haircut. That woman, man, that woman, but then it looked like something done grabbed and just slung her every which way but loose. What happened? Man, trouble beat her down. You see that brother right there, man, that used to be a strong, powerful brother right there. Used to encourage other men. He did stuff in the community and so forth. But you looking at him now, it's as if he just, you know, his spirit is so broken to it's almost like you can just see through him. Life, trouble done beat him down that bad. See, that folks in here tonight, trouble just done, it done beat him down. Done beat the life out of him. I know what I'm talking about because I've been there. I've been there. They didn't care. They woke up sometime and didn't care what happened in the day. I don't care. Or just one time to just hair up and get by life beating you up so bad. It's Monday, but you can't wait to Saturday to get here. What about Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and Friday? I'm sick of it. And then some folk when trouble beating them up, they just go ahead and jump into another year. I'm telling you, 2015 gonna be better. 2015 gonna be my year. And you be looking like, you know, you got 5 or 6 more months in the year, right? You do know that though. Cause see, they already done moved on. Life done killed them this year. I'm right tonight, because they here tonight and we know some. Final thing you have to really watch out for, which can be the most deadliest, is your flesh. Can't give in to your flesh. A lot of time when folk give in, they're going to blame the devil. They're going to blame trouble. They're going to blame people. But it is a work of the flesh. Every Paul said, I bring my own body up under what? Subjection. You got to deal with your flesh. When you know you need to be doing a particular thing and your flesh just don't want to do it. You got to do the right thing. You have to be careful when it comes to the flesh. Is that all right? Now, number two, again, you don't want to give out. Don't give out. Don't give out. Don't give out. See, when you give out, it suggests that you're no longer operating in patience. You no longer have endurance or perseverance. Notice why that is so important tonight. Hebrews, I want to show you this. This is important. Go to Hebrews tonight. Go to Hebrews tonight. Look at Hebrews, the 6th chapter tonight. See, don't give in. Don't give out. See, when a person give out, they have simply just got tired of waiting. Tired of expecting. You ever talk to folks like that? You trying to encourage them that the blessing is right at the door. Right at the door. But you can tell you talking to somebody done gave out. And tell you, when you talking to a child of God, that's done gave out. They are often attacked you. How many know what I'm talking about? How many know first saints are getting mean with you? You discerning they done gave out. You trying to give them a scripture.
Well, you know, the Bible said count it all joy when you fall. Look, I've been back. What you saying? I don't praise God. You say I don't love God. You saying I ain't saved. It's like you on the defense. Anybody up in there? You having to back up. They throwing so many torpedoes at you. I've had to encourage folks. Sometimes I just left it alone because the person was hostile. Hey, Wall, I ain't finna sit here and meet with you and taking up my time arguing with you about whether or not God gonna do it and did that. And I ain't finna argue with you. God is who he is. He God. He ain't changing for you or for me. You ain't finna sit and convince me he done lied to you that God done you wrong, because that'll be the first time he ever lied. God ain't finna mess up his perfect, flawless record lying to you. So you can't convince me God lied. Well, Pastor, I did everything you told me to do. And God said if he's going to do something, he didn't do it. You a lie. Let every man be a liar. Let the word be true. God said he was going to do it this year. You added he was going to do it by Friday. You said he'll do it by June. God is a man of his word. If God say you coming out by Saturday, you coming out no matter what happened. You coming out despite enemies. You coming out despite demons. Don't make me preach up in here tonight. You ain't going to convince me God lied. Trying to tell me that tithing is hurting you. No, 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 no. You take that trash somewhere else. Tithing help, baby. Tithing help. You better off tithing. Tell me you can't afford to tithe. Girl, you got that thing wrong. You can't afford not to tithe. You can't afford not to put a seed on the altar and know it's going to grow. When I sow, I know it's going to grow. Sit down. Now, some of you can be persuaded by folk to the point where when they talk like that, then you get to talking like that. Well, you know, since you said it, ain't nothing going on me either. Mm-mm. You can't do Pastor Cochran like that. But see, cause I know that I can't give out. I know it's gonna happen. See, there's certain things God done promised me. He done showed me. I know deep in my soul, I just can't give out. Woo! I'm talking to somebody, and I gotta preach it to myself. When stuff going wrong, I got to say, let up. Don't give in. Don't give out. Come on. Been dealing with stuff, but I ain't giving out. Trouble coming, and I'm just dealing with it. Y'all don't hear me tonight. Some trouble coming to me, I'm dealing with it by just handing out money. Money that I would like to hold on to, but I ain't going to give out. Yeah, I got it, so shoot, shoot. Why he saying that? Because some of us will have it and get mad that we got to shoot, shoot. Would you rather not have it? I'd rather have it and have to dish it out than not have it and have to beg for it. Make up which one you want to be. It's going to cost $500 to get it fixed. You got $2,500 in the bank. Withdraw five, have two left, give him the praise. What's the next problem? You better high five your neighbor and shout, show it right. High five somebody else and shout, show it right. See, we done got so accustomed to poor mouthing that we have the money to do something and be complaining. You got every dime to take care of it. Why are you complaining? Some things happen because you need a new one anyway. Ooh, that dryer ain't heating up no more. Go on and turn in victory and then go to the stove and get you one of them ones that you ain't even got to bend over. Just. I'm talking right up in here. But listen, you're going to give out when you stop operating in patience. Because listen to me, patience is something that a child of God has to have. You have to have patience. One scripture even said about that we have need of patience. How many years ago in the church, I told an old mother, I said, mother so-and-so, I just need patience. I said, I asked God to give me patience. Come here, boy. If it's one thing, don't you ever ask God for no patience, son. Because he's going to send you trouble. That's how you get patience. You got to go through some trouble. And I said, mother, thank you. Ain't nobody ever told me that. I said, I'll never again ask for none. I won't ever ask for no more patience. But guess what? Trouble came anyway. Trouble coming. Because it's part of being saved. Now watch Hebrews 6 and 12. Watch this. Watch why patience is so important for a child of God and why you don't need to give out. Notice Hebrews 6 and 12. Listen what the Hebrew writer said. In that you do not become sluggish, but imitate those who through faith and what?
Patience.
Who through faith and what?
Patience.
Inherit the what? Promises. According to Hebrews 6 and 12, we inherit the promises through faith and what?
Patience.
Through faith and what?
Patience.
Tell your neighbor, if you don't have faith and patience,
working in your life,
certain promises ain't coming to pass. Now, y'all, on all of you looking straight at me, it don't matter how wonderful the preacher preaches. See, you better grow up from that, ooh, pastor really preached today. You best start getting in that mirror and asking yourself, do I have faith and patience? Because just because I preach a good message don't mean you're going to get nothing. And some of you ought to been shouting, hallelujah, he right. I've been here for years and he right. I just been listening to him. Pastor, why ain't such and such happened yet? You don't have faith and you don't have patience. You think when folks are blessed that they got all that overnight. And then in the church, we done got so way out there now. To where you ain't got to go through now. You just look at somebody that blessed and then just tell God, give me a double portion of what she got. Like you just pulling up somewhere, ordering something. I want a double portion of what he got. I like the way pastor preach. I like the anointing on him. I like the way folk just respond when he preach. I want a double portion of that. And I want to be a preacher and I want to be used like you're using him. That's what folk do when they come to a service like this and they see folk getting all excited. Now, you know, in the back of their mind, they see themselves preaching. And they think just by asking for it, it's supposed to happen overnight. See, some of you are depressed tonight because certain things ain't happen in your timetable, but you right on schedule for where God wants you. And you about to blow it because God ain't moving fast enough for you. Shame on you. There are certain things that God will show you. Listen, he'll let you see certain things. He'll let you know this is what you're going to be. This is what you're going to have. But then God will seemingly step back, disappear on you, and let all kind of trouble hit you. And when you pray, he won't even pick up the phone. After showing you that great vision. Boy, some folks up in here ought to be like, pastor is right tonight. Because what we do when God show us something, But see, God be sitting there like when you're done dancing, I want you to go on toward the wilderness. And he know that wilderness is a place you ain't going to shout your way out of. No. God done already predetermined. I'm sending her somewhere. She going to go through a whole lot. I'm going to learn her some stuff. When she come out of this trial, this girl going to be educated. This boy going to know some stuff. I'm going to let folks so do him wrong that when he come up out of this trial, he ain't going to trust nobody unless I tell him to trust them. David said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no what? Evil. Notice what David said, yea, though I walk here alone. See, the problem with you, you won't take everybody in the valley with you. You won't go with me? Where you going? To the valley? No, I think I'm going to pass on that. He said, yea, though I walk through the valley. Not the mountaintop. See, there's time that God said, yeah, you handled that mountaintop good. And you got to come to the valley. And that's right. How many know that's right? Listen, now, this need to stick with you. That you do not become sluggish. Do not become sluggish. But imitate. See, listen, you got to get your eyes on some folk that you know operated in faith and had patience and got a promise. See, he said, imitate them folk. Tell your neighbor, based upon that and that alone, tell your neighbor, say, you better be careful who you imitate. See, you imitate so-and-so. Yeah, you acting just like her. Every time she go through, she crying and complaining. And y'all remind me of each other. You remind me of brother so-and-so. Won't a whole lot, but don't want to do nothing. You put me in the mind of him. You imitate him real good. See, but the Hebrew writer said you need to imitate those who through faith and patience inherit what? The promise. See, I want to get my eye on somebody I know operating in faith and that has patience. And I want to watch how God worked in their life. And I want to believe that he's going to do the same in my life if I operate in faith and patience. Don't give in. Don't give out. Don't give up. So when it comes to not giving up, you got to hold on to your confidence. Come on. Notice Hebrew. Just flip over a couple to the 10th chapter. You got to hold on to your confidence. Huh? It's certain promises you ain't going to get from God depressed. Am I right? Crying all the time. Whoa, singing them songs, woe is me. And we shall overcome. We shall overcome. So you get to singing that around me, I'm just going to get to bagging up like, hey, I done overcame though. What you? You singing them blues. You got to hold on to your confidence. Huh? Look at Hebrews 10:35. Y'all hanging here tonight now. I'm going to give you a scripture that'll cause you, no matter what you're going through, to hold on to your confidence. Because I'm going to tell you something about people in general. Folk in general, just generally speaking, will hold on to something that's valuable even if they got to go through pain. Y'all know I'm right about it. You'll fight for something that's valuable. Look at all these saved mamas in here. And they don't fight no more. They pray every day. They speak in tongue. But mess with one of their children. Put your hands on little Ray Ray. And Ray Ray ain't done nothing to you. Then all of a sudden you're going to see this woman. That's going to start doing stuff like this. Oh, you shouldn't have done that. Why? You have just touched something valuable. There's certain things I have. If you get it from me, you're going to fight. You're going to fight. You ain't going to just walk up to me to myself. Give me that ring. I don't know what that is. It's going to take more than that. You know, I'm like, this ring? That I work hard for, saved up for, and you didn't want me to give it to you. It'd be different if I got out the bubble gum machine. I knew it was a big piece of glass anyway. I'm going to be like, hey, yeah, man, hey, take that. Take that. I hope it bless you and be a blessing to you for many years to come. Just let me ease on. But if I know it's real, I'm sitting there trying to discern. I'm looking at your weight. Then I'm looking to see if there's anything around here I can pick up. I'm just while I'm talking to you, because I'm saying, you see what I'm saying? Folk will fight for something that's valuable. That's all I'm trying to get you to see. So if it's that way in the natural, why can't it be that way in the spiritual? Why can you not hold on to something just because you know how valuable it is and you don't turn it loose for nobody? See, if you can get your mind out, then you can understand what the scripture I'm finna read in Hebrews 10:35. But if you're a wimp, if you're a coward,
If you're a jelly back, huh? This next scripture ain't gonna mean nothing to you, because if you get in a fight, you give up. And oh, may make somebody upset, but it's all right. And some of you, that is your MO. If it get tough, you're gonna give in. You're gonna give up. You ever seen somebody like that in the natural? You knew they could fight good. But you knew if somebody got a good lick on them, they'll quit. They'll quit. How many of you ever got to fight with somebody? You knew if you hit them hard enough, you're going to end the fight. Just slap them. I mean, some folks just walked up, folks just cold slapped them before the fight even started. Just slapped the mess out of them. I mean, they didn't, you know, come on, folks don't want to fight. They already trying to talk their way out of it anyway. Look, it don't matter. Look, I heard you talking about me. Look, we can do this thing now. It don't make me know. But see, somebody real quiet, just walk up to your end, just pow. And you're going to be like, man, what you doing? Man, I ain't saying nothing about you, man. I ain't got no problem with you. And you're going to step back and say, well, keep my name out your mouth. Listen, y'all laughing, but I'm dead serious. Demons know about certain folk. If I hit them with enough trouble, he'll quit. The devil be laughing at some of y'all when you be praying. Listen now, she done got serious tonight. Listen now, waking up everybody in the house. Oh, God. Oh, Jesus. And he just know, I'm just going to consistently war at her. She'll stop praying. That's just the truth. But look at Hebrews 10 and 35. When you say to yourself, my confidence is valuable, you're going to fight. You're going to hold on to it no matter what. Hebrews 10 and 35. Therefore, do not cast away your what? Confidence. Therefore, do not cast away your what? Confidence. You know what that scripture tells me? That I can do it. I can cast away my confidence. Listen to me. Don't you believe these false preachers that if you give up, God going to chase you around trying to get you to come back. God ain't ever begged nobody to do nothing. Uh-oh. I finally got saved. I just been running from the Lord. God been chasing you. What's so special about you? Mm-mm. You were created with a free will. See, you created a free moral agent. The power of choice, God gave that to you. So you can choose to give up. Now, God will persuade you not to, but he can't make you. If you just want to throw away your confidence tonight, despite all that I'm saying, you can do that. You can walk right up out of your church and say, good word, but I'm done with it. I'm done with that saved stuff. I'm done with that church stuff. You can go try yoga. You can go try meditation. I'm going to try being a Muslim if I can get off this pope. You'd be surprised what be in the mind of people. Y'all laugh, but y'all know I'm serious. More folk that backslide out of God, they go to something else. They go to something else. Don't come to church no more, they done joined the book club. See, so they doing something. You see what I'm saying? But now notice, don't let me lose you. Therefore, do not cast away your confidence. Why? This is what make confident value, which has a great what? Reward. Teenager, the scripture just told me, if I hold on to my confidence, it brings a great reward. Teenager, therefore, my confidence is valuable. Because if I hold on to it, what am I going to get? What am I going to get? You don't sound like you think you're going to get one. What you going to get? What? What type reward? That's reason I hold on. Even when folks say he ought to just give up. No, he understand word. If I hold on, I'm going to get a great reward for holding on. When God allow you to go through stuff, but you hold on, boy, he comes in and, I mean, he blesses you real good. Notice how Corinthians 4 and 6. How many witnesses do I have in here tonight that you held on to your confidence and God did something great for you? Therefore, in this church, held on to their confidence. They didn't have a high school diploma, but then God gave them a job. God gave them a job where one of the main requirements is a high school education. But they didn't give up. They held on. And guess what? Now they got a job with no diploma. Oh, I know I'm talking right. And others have had things that happen just because we held on to our confidence. Is that right? We back in 2 Corinthians 4, and now we're dealing with the main text, 16. Therefore, we do not lose heart. Watch this. Even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day. Notice. Paul said we don't lose heart. But Paul was a great man of God, a great man of prayer. But notice what Paul acknowledges to the Corinthian church, that our outward man is what? Perishing. We're going through some stuff. It ain't all good over here. Not everything. They told me if I just get saved and God was just going to wipe away all my problems, and he was going to wipe away all my tears and no more pain. Honey, you talking about heaven. They were telling you about heaven. Come on. Ain't now time you're going to read in the Bible what God told you right here on earth. He's going to wipe away all your tears. That means ain't nothing else ever going to happen in your life to cause you to cry. Listen to me tonight. Something may just happen in your life down here that cause you to shed a tear, whether publicly or privately. I don't cry no more, Pastor. Okay, hold on to that. Hold on to that one. And keep living. You see what I'm saying? When folk talk like that, you wonder, like, who is this person? How much Bible had they read? See, that Paul was a great, Paul wrote 2/3 of the New Testament. But then he's sitting there talking about he perishing outwardly. My God, Paul, you done laid hands on folk, seen them get healed, took aprons from you, gave them to people, and they got healed just because you wore it. See, these were some powerful men when you consider the first century church. Peter was so powerful that when Peter just walked by, folk got healed when his shadow hit them. But then years down the road, you see Peter upside down on a cross. Why? Because part of living for God is going through certain trials and tribulations. Many are the affliction of who? Many are the affliction of who? See, it'd be different than that scripture said, many are the affliction of sinners. It said of righteous folk. Righteous folk go through stuff. So stop thinking every time you go through something, well, I must not be doing something right. Say it's who? Some trouble you go through because you're doing something right. You going through that because you done got faithful. You going through that because you really been praying right. You going through that because you've been sowing seed. I tell y'all how much seed I done sowed the last month. A whole lot of seed, believe me. But listen to me. As far as things going on, I've been having trouble after trouble after trouble after trouble after trouble. Now, years ago, I wouldn't be sowing no more seed right now. Because I'd be thinking it didn't work. I ain't doing something right. It ain't meant for me. But guess what? I'm rejoicing. I'm able to do that. Listen, don't clap. I'm able to do that because of what I know now. It's what I know right now that's keeping me operating. I know trouble is a part of this. Anytime God uses you, you're going through some stuff. Come on, somebody. Now, I want to give you two things. I want to talk about two things in my clothes that Paul mentions that will help you not to give in, that will help you not to give out, and that will help you not to give up. Are y'all with me tonight in my clothes? Pastor, and talk about two things that we need to consider if we don't want to give in, if we don't want to give out, and if we don't want to give up. And if you don't care about giving in, giving up, or giving out, then you probably can go ahead and leave tonight because you finish. Two things I want to talk about. He mentions both of them in this text. Both of them. He said, therefore, we do not lose heart, even though the outward man is perishing. Yeah, we're going through some stuff. We can feel it. We can feel certain trouble. It's certain trouble you go through. You know you're in this trial. Come on, somebody. Somebody going through something tonight. You know you in this. You know something is going on. He said, yet the inward man, this is the first thing you have to consider. If you're not going to give in, give out, or give up, you have to be renewed day by day. That's number one. You have to be renewed day by day. Romans 12 and 2 said, we are not conformed to this world. Be ye not transformed to this world, but be transformed. Well, let's go to that. Romans 12. Let's go to. Too much on the line to misquote it. Romans 12 and 2. Yeah, I mean, this is some serious stuff tonight. Romans 12 and 2 tonight. Check this out. And do not be conformed to this world, but be what? Transformed. How am I to be transformed, Pastor? By the renewing of your mind. Tell your neighbor, if you don't plan on giving up, giving in, giving out, tell him you got to renew your mind. You know what's wrong with some of us? We don't renew our minds daily. You're not praying every day. Let me tell you something. You got to renew your mind, child of God. You're in the fight of your life to get what God wants you to have, and you're skipping prayer. Or you're not giving. You're not coming to church the way you need to. See, your mind has to be renewed. You have to renew your mind day by day. Tell your neighbor, he right about that. Now notice, back in 2 Corinthians 4 and 16, let me see if you catch this right here. Notice this right here. 2 Corinthians 4 and 16. Notice this. 2 Corinthians 4, 16. Yet the inward man, latter clause, yet the inward man is being renewed day by what?
Day
by what?
Day
by what?
Day
by what?
Day.
See, that's every day that's happening. This is why I want to ask you, do you come to church every day? How many come to church every day? If you're coming up here every day, there's certain times you're not getting in because there ain't nobody here. You don't come to church every day. What did that just tell me? That just told me that I can't wait to get to church before I renew my mind. Some of you depend too much on me. You ain't did what you need to do throughout the week, but I know Pastor's going to have a word. This thing, this Christianity is bigger than just us gathering within the four walls. What you doing at the house? Sometimes you got to cut that TV off and renew your
mind.
Get closer to God. I ain't believing the way I need to believe. I need to push the plate back. I need to fast some. I need to deny myself. Get myself in a place where I can believe God the way I need to. What you doing? You renewing your mind. See, if it's going to happen day by day, it's bigger than you waiting until you get here. See, that's good teaching. Because most folk, they want to put it off on the preacher. Well, maybe Pastor ain't preaching the right message. Again, maybe you don't know what you're talking about. Ain't no maybe to it. You don't know what you're talking about. It's something you got to do. You can't just wait till everything that can go wrong, and now you're going to go buy somebody's book. Seven Steps to a Turnaround. I'm serious tonight. You can't wait. You got to know who you are in God. You see how he talked about that transforming going to take place? That transforming going to take place. You're going to start thinking different. And when you renew your mind, listen, you're going to make better choices. See, I choose better when my mind is right. Come on. Because if I'm left to myself, guess what I'll do? I'll mess myself up. If I take God out the equation and I'm going to do what I got to do. Let me renew my mind so I can think about this subject, this problem, this situation, the way God will have me to think about this. Let me have a godly mind when I'm dealing with money. Let me have a godly mind when I'm dealing with what I'm going through in my marriage. I don't want to think like the world think. Most folks in the world, they get tough quick. They get tough, try something now. Maybe you weren't meant to do that. Try something now. Come on, y'all know I'm telling the truth tonight. But when you renew your mind, you could be going through a whole lot and God will tell you, yeah, I'm with you. That's the only thing he have to say. I'm with you. But you got to renew that mind. Why? Because again, as I stated earlier, you and I were not created as robots. You were created with a free will. And so you have to live a disciplined life, child of God. If you don't get in your word and you just out here naming it and claiming it and ain't got no word to back up what you're saying, it's just a matter of time before you give up, give in, or give out. If you just saying something because you heard me say it, but you have no scripture to back up your belief when demons show up, when trouble show up, pastor said it.
Pastor said, it best be bigger than pastor. It better be pastor said it because God gave it to him and he gave us Bible to prove it tonight. I am supposed to be productive. I am supposed to prosper. Why? That's what he came for. The thief coming not but for to steal, kill, and destroy. Jesus said, I am come that you may have life and have it how? Have it how? That's Zoe. You don't have to live based upon what a man wants you to have. You don't have to limit yourself based upon what your job say you can afford. Jesus came to give you Zoe. He came to give you the God kind of life, the living above only kind of life. The life where you'll be a lender and not always having to borrow. I know I'm talking right. What's stopping some of us from living that kind of life if that's what God wants? We don't renew ourselves day by day. But that's what you got to do according to Paul. Are y'all seeing it? Now watch what's going to happen with a renewed mind. We almost done tonight. Watch what's going to happen with a renewed mind. Teenage, when you renew yourself day by day, you see things differently. Tell your neighbor, you react to things differently. See, some of you stuff happen right now. You panic. Immediately, you panic. But see, get to renewing yourself. Stuff will happen and, you, and it won't even shake you. Y'all know I'm telling the truth. Things will go down and you, it'll be like you ain't even phased. Because now watch what he said. I'm backing it up with scripture. Paul said, for our light affliction, which is but for a what?
Moment.
Which is but for a what?
Moment.
Is working what? For us. Tell you, when you renew your mind, when trouble show up, you know it's working for you. Is that not a renewed mind? Trouble done showed up, but there you are confessing, it's working for me. You thinking differently than the average person. Huh? Look, he said for the light affliction. No, first of all, he calling stuff that's really major light. Which is but for a what? Moment. Is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal way to glory. Listen to me, because you're going to want to write this down. See, what you have to learn to do is know that trouble is temporary. See, you know trouble working for you. Why? Because trouble is temporary. But notice that Paul talks about trouble being temporary, but blessings being permanent. Did y'all catch that? He said, which is working for us. See, it's working for us. But remember, he said the light of fiction is but for a what? Moment. Trouble what? Temporary. But it's working for us a far more exceeding, watch this, eternal way to glory. See, I can't let temporary trouble cause me to miss a permanent blessing. I got to say that again. I can't let temporary trouble cause me to miss a permanent blessing. I let temporary trouble shake me and I miss a blessing that God wanted to cause to just always be in my life, to never leave me. Final thing is right here. Notice what he says. How many are learning something tonight? He said, while we do not look at the things which are what? Seen. See, number two, the second thing, don't allow your senses to control you. See? Don't give in, don't give out, don't give up. How, Pastor? I'm going to be renewed day by day, and I'm not going to allow my senses to control me. Your senses, what you see, what you hear, how you feel. See, if you let what you see, what you hear, and how you feel control you, guess what's going to happen? Eventually, you're going to give in. You're going to give out or you're going to give up. How many know that's just right? How many know that's just right? Most folk that give up, they do so based upon something they see or something they are experiencing.